Judy Fox is a University of Notre Dame law professor and directs the school's economic justice clinic. She's represented low-income clients on eviction cases for more than two decades, but says now is the worst she's ever seen.
Once an eviction is filed in court, it becomes, you know, like a scarlet letter. It's very hard for people to find other housing, to get relocated once that filing has been made.
Speaking during a Wednesday night discussion hosted by the Community Forum for Economic Justice, Fox says the problem is made worse by a lack of affordable housing.
I cannot find housing for my clients. I have to look them in the eye and say, you will be homeless.
According to the Princeton University Eviction Lab, which tracks evictions across the United States, St. Joseph County had 157 evictions filed in July and 63 so far in August. Those numbers are below historical averages, but Fox says they are still too high. Some tenants were eligible for protection under the CDC's eviction moratorium, which was enacted by the Biden administration earlier this month. It was supposed to run until October 3rd, but it was struck down by the Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision Thursday night. St. Joseph County does have an emergency rental assistance program established with federal stimulus money, and it's still available without the CDC eviction moratorium. County residents can apply if their name is on a rental lease, they make 80% or less of the county's median income, and were negatively economically impacted by the pandemic. But Fox says many people who need and would qualify for the relief don't even know it exists or have trouble getting all the documentation.
The county has a lot of money. It's just getting people to know how to use it.
And sometimes landlords just refuse to work with the program.
There are a couple large apartment complexes here in South Bend that have been refusing the money, and they have a lot of tenants, and they file a lot of evictions.
Still, Fox says it has helped a lot of people. County Council President Pro Tem Diana Hess says the program has approved nearly 1,200 requests for assistance and spent nearly $5 million, about a third of its total. That's a better track record than much of the country. On Wednesday, the Treasury Department said states and cities have only distributed 11% of the tens of billions of dollars in federal rental assistance.
Our county, I'm pretty proud to say, has done a very good job of pushing that money out.
If you are worried about paying your rent or experiencing an eviction, visit our website at WVPE.org for more information on how to apply for assistance. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.